Okay. Right, so let's start the meeting. Welcome to our March meeting, Aberfeldy Community Council. We have apologies from Carolyn Mackay. I don't think there's any others. Minutes of the previous meeting. So we had our last meeting in February. I did the minute and circulated it a few days after the meeting. For those who are present, are we happy with the minute?
Yeah. Yep.
So we need a proposer and a seconder.
Yeah, propose.
I'll second.
Jean Duff and Elaine. Matters are rising. So I think there's a few things will come up in the agenda. There's one or two things that may not. So Heartland have obviously asked us to try and contribute to their station. Elaine, you were in contact with Alistair about bits and pieces?
Well, I haven't actually. I sent Alistair my wee thing about our dog poo problem.
I've got the dog thing, yeah.
Did you get it?
I've got the dog thing, yeah.
Good.
So we'll leave that with the pair of you.
It just also, Victor, it might be worth noting that Fiona was in touch with us regarding her involvement with Duke of Edinburgh. I know it's not necessarily a community council issue, but Fiona was in touch regarding some of her students that were on the Duke of Edinburgh, and we've agreed a plan to help them with the volunteering hours to help the students through the Duke of Edinburgh.
Do you mean Karen or?
Was it Karen? I beg your pardon. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And one more thing for Elaine. You were to put a post on the community Facebook about dog filing as well, Elaine?
Haven't done that, sorry. Forgot. Right, I will do that though.
Maybe just do that this time around.
I'm writing it down so I won't forget.
Okay, I don't see anything else on those.
There was one thing, Victor, which was in relation to gritting in Victoria Park, but I've forgotten when I went to check it. Actually, all the access points are not suitable for the gritting tractor. There's barriers up and gates and things like that, so there's no way the tractor could enter the park to do the path. So.
Okay, thanks for that. Thankfully, the snow is gone.
Don, you were going to see where I stand about the barrel thing you gave me, about handing it out to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry, not done that. I'll get that for you. Let you know.
It's just I need kind of clarification before I hand it out.
No, okay, we'll do it.
And a question, if we need more salt, will they give us more salt?
Yeah, I asked yes. that.
All
yeah.
right, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, I think that's all matters arising. So crime prevention, community safety. So we'll ask Irma to come in here.
Hi. Sorry, I can't get my picture to come up, so you'll just have to look at a black screen. I had the dog wardens up last week, and we had patrol around the town, which is obviously quite bad. There's just Karen, so they've just not had, with COVID as well, they've not been coming up and about, and they've got other commitments, you know, with banded dogs and loose dogs and things. So she is well aware of the problem. She's had several emails, and I just get people to powered on to her. Somebody sent her 120 pictures of dog poo and crashed her system the other week.
For goodness sake.
Yeah. Anyway, she's well aware and she will do what she can.
Just a thought to you and an offer, maybe it's an inappropriate one, but let me know. I was noticing the other day when I was walking out to the surgery, so I was walking around the putting green, There's an awful lot of dog poo around the fringes of the putting green, even worse than normal. And it's always been bad. And as you know, we overlook the putting green. And I've often wondered whether we could get video footage would help to identify the culprits.
I mean, the dog wardens are happy. If you see someone doing it, you know who they are, when it was or whatever, you can let them know. And certainly times, so when they do have time to come up here, they can actually, you know, pick times. Because quite often it's several people at the same times that they're doing it, the set times in the day that they're there.
Well, I've always had strong suspicion that those who are disinclined tend to walk their dogs at not going to be seen, because despite how many years I've lived in Aberfeldy and walked dogs, I've never actually seen somebody not pick up. So they must be doing it in a way to evade detection.
Yeah, early morning and late evening.
Yeah, so. Right. Or even at night.
And it's always been like that anyway. So that's it.
It's just a thought anyway, if because we have the benefit of a platform, as it were.
Yeah, yeah. Well, say if you've got information, then pass it on to Environmental Services. Just phone it in.
Okay.
I mean, you can always put the Environmental Service, if, Aileen, when you're putting it on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Put the environmental number in.
I have one, the Heartland one, so I'll probably just copy it pretty similar. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No probs.
Yeah. Brilliant. The only other thing I have is the church, which turned out to be a police issue, so I can't say any more on that.
Okay, thank you, Norma. Do we have any issues for police? 3, 2, 1, no?
No, okay.